Hello, my name is Crystalline. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I'm calling to find out some information about the shot. This is my question. Okay, when you go online to try to schedule an appointment, and, you know, they say you have to be 65 and over, but then there's a place on there that says if you have any underlying health issues, you can still get the shot. That's what I'm trying to find out.
Yes, but really anyone can pre-register. If you call over the phone, they'll set you up, you know, to get pre-registered into the system. You'll go on a list. And then once your local county health department get to you, you know, they'll call you as an appointment becomes available. For eligibility wise, so I can provide you with their phone number, the vaccine appointment line phone number.
Okay.
All right. When you're ready.
I'm ready.
Is 855.
Mhm.
566.
Mhm. 5333. Okay, 'cause see. They giving people in my area the second shot today. But what I was trying to find out is, you know, I've been calling, they I don't know what's going on with them. But anyway, they done transferred me about 15 times and I ain't got a chance to talk to nobody at the hospital because they in Dadeville today. And what I was trying to find out is, you know, if they were doing any walk-ins or anything today. But I can't get nowhere with them. So, call. You said call this number, and this is the number that they do what now?
They'll pre-register. They'll take your information and then let you know when an appointment is available for you to come. But I wouldn't – this is for your local county health department. If it's not for your – if you're not trying to go to your local county health department, you might want to visit adph.org. Or you can also go to cdc.gov, and they may have a list of different places, you know, where to go get vaccinated in your area as well.
Okay, but I understand what you're saying, but I want to know, am I eligible? I'm not 65, but I got a lot of undergoing health issues. That's what I'm talking about.
How old are you?
60.
All right, I'm going to put you on a brief hold. Just one moment. All right, ma'am, you would be eligible because you would go under phase 1C person with high-risk medical conditions.
Okay. So, but I still got to call and find out and make an appointment. I can't
yes,
just go
ma'am.
Up there where they're giving them out at.
Well, the place that they're giving it out at, if it's not your local county health department, you may can call
oh,
to see.
Oh,
nah,
this, this was at the hospital in Dayville is where they're giving them out. People go get their second shots today in Dayville. And I've called the Dayville Hospital 5 times, and every time they give me a number, they're going to transfer me, and I hadn't had a chance to talk to nobody. And, of course, for some reason, the number that they got for the hospital is ringing at the nursing station, and they don't know what's going on, and they don't know who to transfer me to. So that's what
yeah.
I was trying. That's what I was
unfortunately,
trying.
We don't. We only have information for the health department.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you.
Okay, and thank you for calling COVID Vaccine Public Health Coronavirus Line. Enjoy your day.